And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and southern Massachusetts since 1939. This small business treats you like family, truly a business with heart, supporting local organizations like WJMJ, giving back to the community, and offering customers personalized one-on-one attention with the human touch. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Hidden behind a curtain of stress and the day's related anxiety, we enter into the afterglow. Good evening, you and I together in the afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, put your feet up. Have you laughed today? Heard something, seen something that was funny? No? Well, it may seem absurd to schedule in laughter on your to-do list, but there's a good chance you've fallen out of practice. Maybe there was nothing funny about work today and nothing funny about the news headlines. You may be hard-pressed to find laughter, and you're likely to be charged admission when you do discover it. What are the things that make you giggle? When stress accumulates, one small humorous or absurdly ridiculous moment can diffuse the situation, help you move past it, or at the very least, distract you long enough to diminish its stress effect on you. We need to relax, unwind, regroup, and de-stress. So, put your feet up and prepare to spend a brief hour of time with me to develop a sense of comfort and peace as we enter into the afterglow. Well, you're in the afterglow with Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, get life back into balance. As the weekend is about to begin, I bet you still have all the pressures and the problems weighing on you from the past week, huh? Do you know what can help with all that stress? Taking a minute to sit by yourself, take a deep breath, and empty your mind of all your negative energy, or as it's better known as, meditating. And now is a good time to start finding your inner peace during National Meditation Month. It's a month to start practicing techniques used to cleanse yourself of all the extraneous dirt that fills your brain. There are two good ways to meditate passively and actively. Passive meditation is sitting still for a certain period of time and concentrating on your breathing in order to bring calm and peace to your mind and body. If you're the kind of person who can't sit still, active meditation is more for you. It can be a mindless, repetitive activity that requires concentration so you can forget about everything else. If all else fails, just keep listening to In the Afterglow, and I can help you meditate through all of your daily burdens. Make meditation a part of your routine for National Meditation Month. Today marks the birth anniversary of the best-selling artist of his day. Your buddy, Harry Lillis Crosby, was born on this day in 1903.
Who?
You know him best by his stage name, Bing. Bing Crosby. In his legendary career, he was the biggest-selling artist, most popular radio star, and biggest box office draw in his day, and his popularity even went beyond the emergence of rock and roll in the 1950s. His laid-back and intimate singing style influenced others who would come after him, including Frank Sinatra and Perry Como. Bing Crosby was also an innovator in the field of radio and television, being the first to introduce the laugh track and the first to pre-record his radio shows. As an actor, he was well known for his road movies with Bob Hope, and he won an Academy Award for his role in the 1944 motion picture Going My Way. In music, he was the most popular singer in the 1930s and collected a total of 23 gold and platinum records. What was the biggest hit of his career? Well, believe it or not, Bing Crosby's biggest hit was his recording of Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, let's scratch that one. Who wants to be reminded of snow? Christmas, yes. Snow, no. But send presents anyway. Forget the snow. We're dreaming of nice, warm beach weather summer days.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration. Ah, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. That nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The memory of love's refrain.
That was Bing Crosby with Stardust on his 121st birth anniversary. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and we are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. Now, this is where we look at some of the principles of life and evaluate how they might operate in our own lives. So, we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. In 1633, The English colonists established a settlement on a peninsula between the James and York Rivers in Virginia. They called it Middle Plantation because it lay in the middle of the peninsula. In 1699, they renamed their settlement Williamsburg in honor of King William of England, and it became the capital of the Virginia colonies. At one time, the most important city in the Virginia colony, Williamsburg, began to decline after the Revolutionary War. In 1926, John D. Rockefeller, Jr. became interested in restoring and preserving Williamsburg. And today, it attracts more than 1 million visitors a year. So visiting historic Williamsburg is a wonderful experience because we get to see how life was lived in the past. It is also a way to be thankful for the progress that we've made up to the present time. But progress would not have come if the settlers and those who came after them had continued to do things the same way. If they had continued to bake food in an open fire, we would not have progressed to the microwave oven. If the military had continued to use muskets, our defense system would be totally inadequate. So you see, change is both good and necessary. Our evolution as a people and as a planet depends on change. We should always seek to find new and better ways of doing things in our individual lives as well. Just because we've always done things a certain way doesn't mean that way is the only way. We can experience change in our lives by beginning with little things. We can take a new route to work or order a different item on the menu. As we consciously choose to see life in a different light, as we expand our minds to learn new things, growth will come. In order for us to see life with fresh eyes, we must keep our minds open to new and different experiences. Each individual human being has the capacity to grow and become both useful and happy. In order for this growth to take place, we must allow the natural process of change to take place in our lives. There's a saying that life is change. Change is life. In other words, change is all about us. It is only when we resist change that progress and growth are stunted. But by forging ahead and looking for new and different ways of living, we can bring about progress and growth for ourselves and for others. Just as the pilgrims experimented and learned new ways of living in order to survive, well, we too can experiment and not only survive, but thrive in the process. To be alive is to change and grow. And this is where faith meets life.
You shout hello, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but all your bullets ricochet. You shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire. Ricochet, take your aim, far away, shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium, shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium, cut me down. But it's you who have further to fall. Ghost town, haunted love. Raise your voice, but sticks and stones may break my bones. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, ricochet, take your aim, fire. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium.
Well, we're in the afterglow on WJMJ with music and messages of inspiration and hope. We take time to relax and de-stress, focusing on our strengths, abilities, and resilience. Stronger than diamonds, we are like titanium. While every day has something special attached to it, May 3rd is the day to recognize one of the quirkiest celebrations that I've ever heard of, National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. Yes. It's really a holiday. Two Different Colored Shoes Day. Now, I've been known to sport mismatching socks once in a while, but shoes? Mm-mm, never. However, this day isn't about a fashion faux pas. No. It's a day to recognize and celebrate the uniqueness and diversity of humanity. The simple and lighthearted act of purposefully wearing two different colored shoes demonstrates the courage to take a risk and step outside of one's daily routine. Diversity and uniqueness I can celebrate, but I'm not sure about wearing two different shoes. Maybe I can find another way. And speaking of unique and risk-taking, today marks the birth anniversary of the godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite, and the hardest working man in show business. Who, you may ask? Well, none other than the unforgettable James Brown. Born in 1933 in South Carolina, Brown grew up in a broken home, which resulted in him getting arrested at the age of 16. It was in a correctional facility where he met Bobby Bird. Together, they would form the vocal group, the Famous Flames. The Flames became a popular rhythm and blues group thanks to their popular shows and the hit song Please, Please, Please. Brown decided to become a solo act, and he would not disappoint. With his strong and soulful voice, Brown was able to give us hits like Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, I Got You, and It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World during the 60s. Brown would achieve crossover success with hits like Living in America and Get Up Off of That Thing. But Brown was most known for his amazing concert performances. He said his goal was to give people more than what they came for, and he always delivered with dancing routines and singing his biggest hits. He put on those breathtaking concerts until his death back in 2006. But we celebrate James Brown's 91st birth anniversary this evening with a song that's sure to help put you in a good mood.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love can't do it.
me no harm, and I feel nice. Touch of the response. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
That was I Got You, I Feel Good, a classic by James Brown on his 91st birth anniversary. And now it's story time, right here in the Afterglow. So here's a classic one from the days of the telegraph. You see, the head of a telegraph company took a nice long trip in the dead of winter. Waiting at his bus station one freezing day, he entered the station's telegraph office in hopes of finding some warmth. Unfortunately, the young telegrapher had neglected to build a fire in the fireplace. "Young man," he scolded, "are you just too lazy to build a fire this morning?" "Sir," said the telegrapher, "I'm too busy sending telegrams to build a fire just now." The older man replied, "In that case, I am the vice president of the telegraph company, and I need a message sent out right away to the home office. The message is, fire this lad immediately." "Now, when can I get the telegram sent out?" The telegrapher ran outside, brought in a load of wood. "Sir," he said, "I'm too busy building fires right now to be sending any telegrams." There you go. Something to smile about here in the Afterglow. that was music by Deuter called Folding Into the Night. Much of what we do here each evening is to fold the day into the night, in the afterglow. And by the way, I can't let this milestone pass us by without recognition. Today is National Specially Abled Pets Day, celebrated annually on May 3rd. This day helps educate the public about caring for disabled pets. There are disabled pets that are looking for a home. Why not consider choosing a disabled pet if you're looking to bring home a new furry family member? Those who have a special needs dog or cat, perhaps one that is blind or missing a leg, know how devoted they are and how much love they really generate. National Specially Abled Pets Day. And thank you for joining me. I'm Father John. We get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8. Now, if peace and relaxation have still eluded you and you need a double dose in the afterglow this evening, you can hear it all over again. Or if you've joined us late, that's all right too. I know many people who are never on time, really. Never on time, believe me. But you can rewind time and you can listen from the very beginning. All you have to do is go to our website, wjmj.org. And under the WJMJ tab, you'll find the In the Afterglow podcast menu. You click on tonight's show and you listen again or for the very first time to what you missed. Could be a song or a story, where faith meets life. Listen again. You're in the driver's seat in control when you visit WJMJ.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. God, motivated by love and directed by divinity, surprised everyone. He became a man. In an untouchable mystery, he disguised himself as a carpenter and lived in a dusty Judean village. Determined to prove his love for his creation, he walked incognito through his own world. His calloused hands touched wounds, and his compassionate words touched hearts. He became one of us.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is the feast of Saints Philip and James. I am the way, the truth, and the life. One of the surprising things about the apostles is how little we know about some of them. In the case of James, the son of Alphaeus, we know virtually nothing, apart from the fact that he is listed as one of the 12. He does not figure at all in the Acts of the Apostles. And even among scholars, there is some confusion about who he was. There is more than one James in the New Testament, and just as we do with some of the Marys in the story, we tend to get them mixed up sometimes. Philip figures more prominently in the Gospel, whereas in today's passage, he tends to ask a lot of questions. Several of these questions, like today's, indicate a man who needed a lot of encouragement and reassurance to sustain his faith. But we know nothing about what happened to him afterwards. So why is this? Why is it that we know so little about men who were intimate companions of Jesus? After all, the whole notion of the apostolic succession is at the heart of the way the church understands itself. Every diocesan bishop in the world today is considered to be a successor of the apostles. And yet, about most of the original 12, we know next to nothing. It does seem a bit strange, but behind this reality lies the most profound truth about ministry and leadership in the church. The key is in today's gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus, with the emphasis on the I. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, and like John the Baptist, all those who exercise Christian ministry must decrease so that he can increase. Any pope, bishop, priest, or layperson who draws attention to him or herself rather than to Jesus has missed the whole point. Sadly, there has been a lot of self-aggrandizement over the centuries, but for all who would travel the authentic Christian road, the example of Philip and James shines out today. So, take a step back, decrease, so that he can increase, and you'll find, as Philip and James, that you can be somebody.
Be somebody, be somebody, be somebody. Be somebody, be somebody, be somebody.
I can tell by looking in your eyes, there is something on your mind. Restless soul, it's time to let you go. There's a dream out there I know you got to find. So if you take the love that I will give to you, then I won't.
And now on this Friday, the third day of May, on the feast of Saints Philip and James, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I know that sometimes I worry about things, and you have said I don't need to be anxious about anything, but rather to pray about everything. I confess to you that sometimes I feel down, sad, or depressed. But I know you have joy, gladness, peace, and fulfillment for me right where I am. I lift up to you my situation and the things that trouble me most. Take away the burden of them from me and help me see them from your perspective. Thank you for your word that says you will perfect the things that concern me. I put all my trust and confidence in you.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. I hear the words that you eyes I can't see. Help me, Lord, to leave behind what makes me blind, what makes me weep. My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If to me, you who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise is always in my mouth. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad.
Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise God's name. I sought the Lord, who answered me, and set me free from all my terrors.
Look towards the Lord and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. When the lowly call out, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress.
The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who are reverent to rescue them.
Fear the Lord, you holy ones. They lack nothing, those who fear God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
After the silence of waiting so long, we hear a baby's first cry. Into our midnight, a heavenly song whispers that hope is alive. Oh, joy to the world on this holy night. So sing with the angels that fill up the sky. Heaven broke through and now hope is alive. He is right here among us. Our God is with us.
Oh,
We cause no one to stumble in anything in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God, through much endurance in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, in a Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. All-powerful God, you give us all we need. In faith we pray.
O God, come to our aid.
Free those who are oppressed or terrorized. In faith we pray.
O God, come to our aid.
Rescue those who are in the pathway of storms or environmental disaster. In faith we pray.
O God, come to our aid.
Safeguard travelers, pilgrims, and all who recreate this weekend. In faith we pray.
O God, come to our aid.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me, you who
and I will set you free. I wait for you, Lord, in this space, to come sit by me, take your place. Teach me to come to your table, where I am able to receive your grace.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. Lord, you call me even though I've become hard as a so light. If you need rest, come to me.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.